Morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic Electronic Headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 a.m. for a portion of the KJAN listening area. Some counties have been dropped off since the watch was first announced. The latest cancellations for that severe thunderstorm watch include Harrison, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Monona counties. The watch remains in effect until 10 a.m. for Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Dallas, Guthrie, and Madison counties in our listening area. Well, severe storms that passed through the area last night into early this morning dropped large hail, some heavy rain, and even caused a power outage here in Atlantic. A large portion of Atlantic and nearby rural areas were without power for about an hour this morning after a tree limb fell on a power line. Officials with Atlantic Municipal Utilities report the incident, which occurred between 21st and 22nd Streets on Olive, happened at around 3:27 a.m. The power was restored to the affected customers about an hour later. AMU couldn't provide a figure early this morning on the number of customers who were without power. And there was also, as we mentioned, some large hail reported in the listening area. Half-dollar-sized hail was reported in Harrison County, penny-sized hail in Pacific Junction and Mills County. Also, nickel-sized hail reported in Shenandoah. Golf ball-sized hail reported last night in Sydney. Anywhere from pea to dime-sized hail reported also in Sydney about almost 11 o'clock. Also, some quarter-sized hail in Union County near Arisbe. And then one-and-a-half-inch diameter hail also in Arisbe around 10:30 last night. You can take a look at the National Weather Service's storm report summary on our webpage at KJAN.com and click on the News tab. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer, about $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go. Ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
And Studio Color, where the radar shows some light sprinkle activity around the immediate KJAN listening area. The most of the heavier rain that caused all those severe thunderstorm warnings and watches, that has moved on now into portions of north, central, and eastern Iowa. But again, we expect the storms to be firing up later this afternoon. In fact, the National Weather Service says that severe thunderstorms with large hail up to 1 inch in diameter, along with wind gusts of 60 miles per hour, are still possible across the listening area this morning, along with very heavy rainfall. But the more intense thunderstorms are expected this evening when a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms exists. Again, we can look forward to some, well, not really golf ball-sized hail or larger-sized hail, damaging winds up to 75 miles per hour this evening and tonight. And even a few tornadoes are possible. Localized heavy rainfall is also a possibility. And additional thunderstorms are expected for Tuesday into Wednesday, as well as late Friday into the weekend. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms tomorrow, again with large hail damaging winds and possibly a tornado or two, the possibility. The severe weather threat this weekend appears to be low, fortunately. In other news, only minor injuries were reported following a car versus motorcycle accident Sunday afternoon in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 49-year-old Larry Brown of Griswold was checked by Red Oak Rescue for minor injuries at the scene of the crash at Highways 48 and 130th Street, but he refused medical transport to the hospital. According to the Sheriff's Department, a 1999 Ford Mustang owned and operated by 16-year-old Abigail Cook of rural Emerson was making a left turn from 130th Street onto Highway 48 when she pulled into the path of a 1987 Yamaha motorcycle owned and operated by Larry Brown. Brown laid his cycle onto its side just before it hit the Mustang. That accident happened around 2:20 p.m. Sunday. The collision caused a total of $4,500 damage. Cook was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway and failure to have insurance. Brown was also cited for failure to have insurance. And on a separate note, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 46-year-old Randall J. Connery of rural Elliott was arrested Sunday on a 60-day minimus, or an order by a court or magistrate, to appear and serve a jail sentence. A domestic disturbance at a residence in Elliott Saturday resulted in the arrest of an Elliott man on an assault charge. 41-year-old Jeffrey M. Brockman was charged with domestic assault, simple misdemeanor. His arrest followed an incident which allegedly occurred at around 4:45 a.m. Saturday. Brockman was taken into custody without incident and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $300 bond until making an appearance before the magistrate. Financially troubled Xenia Rural Water District has problems with its water, too. The district has sent several warnings about higher-than-allowed levels of nitrate and arsenic in its water. Arsenic can cause cancer, and nitrates can be harmful to infants. The district provides water service in all or part of 11 counties, west and northwest of Des Moines, as well as in Worth County. Mark Christensen is supply and treatment manager for Xenia. He says that the district is using the sodium permanganate to treat the arsenic problems, and the district is attacking the nitrate problem by using a different process to inject chlorine. They hope to cancel the nitrate warning by July. Officials say the water problems are not the result of the district's financial problems. Governor Terry Branstad is asking President Barack Obama to issue a major disaster declaration for public assistance for six western Iowa counties due to flooding along the Missouri River. In a statement released over the weekend, Branstad said he signed a letter that will be delivered to Obama, and it seeks the declaration for Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. If granted, the declaration enables the use of long-term federal recovery programs that help public organizations and some nonprofits. Some of the efforts are matched by state programs. Public money can be used for tasks such as repairs to damaged public buildings and loans needed for essential government functions. Branstad is also seeking direct federal assistance, which helps with services such as temporary housing. More roads in Iowa and Nebraska have been closed as the Missouri River continues to swell. The Iowa Department of Transportation over the weekend closed a stretch of State Highway 2 in southwest Iowa. The department says all lanes of the highway are closed beginning at the Interstate 29 exchange in Fremont County and continuing across the river and state line into Nebraska City. Iowa has already closed portions of Interstate 29 in Fremont County and around Council Bluffs due to flooding. News time is 7:14.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy, too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand, because I get a new phone every 2 years.
Sorry. What is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster, and be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 102-year-old Floyd Sherburn of Marietta, Georgia, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th in Marietta. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And 92-year-old Marvin Westfall of Fontenelle died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Marvin Westfall are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.